It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the world-famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande. And we are live at MJ BizCon. What's up, Joe?
Joe, you guys, if you're looking for high-quality seeds, head to rocketseeds.com for trusted cannabis seeds. Thousands of clients around the world have come to depend on Rocket Seeds as a trusted source for the best cannabis growers out there. Head to rocketseeds.com as we are all the way live at MJ BizCon. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
All around the world, we are in 136 different countries and counting, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Make sure you give us a call and say what's up sometime, 1-800-420-1980. And make sure you check out our website at Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. Check out our Instagram pages to learn the script and so much more. And of course on IG, it's at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is that one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here in Las Vegas as we have a live studio audience. That being said, you guys, we have who I like to call maybe now friends of the show.
True.
People that we've come to talk to on the phone, or better yet, people that we've watched on TV growing up. And when I say watched on TV, you may have watched this crazy guy throw a helmet or two, yell at people, and go crazy. He was a lot heavier than he is now, and he's a lot bigger.
Not far.
Bigger, not, you know. And then you may have seen this other guy do a Super Bowl shuffle and throw a lot of touchdown passes. So I'd like to welcome to the show NFL stars Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for these guys. And not only are they here as fans of Cannabis Talk 101, but they also are brothers, and they have a brand called Revenants. And Revenant, like I see here with the Skywalker OG and, you know, the XJ13. Kyle, what you guys have put together and bringing in just key players from the NFL, like, of course, a Jim McMahon, has been spectacular. But what brings you guys out here to beautiful Las Vegas at MJ BizCon?
I mean, MJ BizCon, it's out here, right? I mean, you got to be here if you want to be a part of this industry. You know, we've been coming here for years. We started out, you know, this whole trail together.
Yeah.
I mean, from nothing to where we are in controlling both convention halls. I mean, you got to be here, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's awesome.
You know, I'll tell you what, Kyle. We go back quite some time, you know, when this wasn't developed this way. I mean, we've done some shows that were just... You know, we didn't know if it was a great show or a whack show. And as we've grown, I mean, you guys have picked up brands, you know, and all of us are looking for our own identities, you know. And when we found out about the Revenant brand and what you guys were doing, and again, I think it's super important that you recognize that these are NFL legends right here. And having these men, you know, support this plant is so important to the cannabis industry. That we appreciate you guys dearly, man. Like, you guys have no idea, because the influence that you guys give to the rest of the world that may not have used this medicine for their healing, and you guys have shared your stories with it, it just affects and hits such a ripple effect in the world that, you know, I'm proud to be your friends and be working aside with you guys, man. So thank you guys dearly, man.
It's our pleasure, my man. I've been enjoying this plant since 1973, so I've always believed in it. You know, what it's done for so many people, you know, the brand Revenant, Kyle came up with that, it brought us back from the dead. I mean, that's what basically that means. It got us off all the, you know, the bad pharmaceuticals, and this is a natural thing, and it's, you know, we have a system in our bodies for this plant. We're supposed to be using this plant, and that's the reason we're here and enjoying ourselves here in Vegas.
Where did the Revenant come from? Where did this brand come from? How was it born? Where did the idea come from?
It came from Rick Simpson Oil, honestly. I had an experience where I have to hold this, I'm a little tall, pulling on the wires, but I had this amazing experience with Rick Simpson Oil that brought me back to life. I mean, I found certain things in cannabis over the years.
And was that the first experience, though, that really made you feel that way?
No. I found it with Jack Herrera, resolved light sensitivity almost immediately, and I was you know, diagnosed with photophobia. Jim said the same light sensitivity issue. These sativa strains are real at resolving light sensitivity. The indica strains in resolving lung issues for me. I mean, an OG, if you got COVID right now, you should be smoking OG Kush right now. That's what you should be doing. It's going to clear your lungs out. It's an unbelievable anti-inflammatory.
It's crazy to think that that's what's being, like, the anecdotal evidence is there for it.
100%. It's crazy. It ignites the CB2 receptor. It completely protects the lung wall and blocks all subjective effects of smoking, period. That's what the science studies pre the latest, you know, the latter of the last 10 years that they've been afraid of us.
Yeah.
And now you've got a lot of more talk out here that's really going against it, but they can't deny these experiences where you cure these things immediately. Charlotte Figge was the original. I've had my experiences. Jim has had his. Rick Simpson oil cured my neuropathy in my feet and plantar fasciitis. Anybody out here who has plantar fasciitis and neuropathy, start taking Rick Simpson oil right now. Build the tolerance. Watch the videos. You can cure it in 2.5 months. Give it to your grandma. Go through the same process. It's like a Z-pack, and that's where they get these things from, because that's all the pharmaceutical companies are trying to do. We were guinea pigs for these people for, I was 20 plus years, Jim a lot longer, and we know him well.
And you know, as you guys were guinea pigs for that, can you guys elaborate a little bit and let the audience understand a little bit more about what that league has done to you guys and your liver and your ulcers and your kidneys, about what they fed you,
and your brain.
What they fed you, not only pill-wise, but mentally as this is your cure. Elaborate onto that so we can get an understanding of the shit that you thought was, or that they thought was right for you, because these are your doctors.
Well, that's why they call them team doctors.
You know what I mean? Exactly,
they're
Jim.
Not ours.
But yeah, it's, you know, way back when I started, it was pretty rampant. I mean, you could get any pill for anything you needed. And the bad thing about it is it messes up your whole system, like you're talking about, your kidney, your livers. I don't know how I'm still functioning, all the pills that I ate, you know, along with a few beers to swallow.
How many of them, Jim? Like, was there 20? Was it 4? Like, when you say how many, like, give me some.
It depending on the day. After ball games, I'd have to eat 2 Percocet before I got out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed. And then 2 about noon, and 2 before practice, and then a couple for, you know, after practice. And I could never sleep. I mean, I just couldn't sleep. The worst part about it is you don't go to the bathroom regularly, and I kind of
so you're literally full of shit.
Yeah, I certainly was.
Yeah.
There was a great book that was written, Hero of the Underground by Jason Peters, a defensive end out of Nebraska, first-round draft pick to Carolina Panthers. And he wrote a book where he, you know, this to the magnitude of where the pills were at for him and the pinnacle of the guys that we knew that just really got exposed to these because they had a tolerance and they could build it. I was like, Jim, I couldn't do more than a couple, few, but, you know, they added up every day to a regiment. This guy, Jason Peters, my buddy, he wrote a book and he exposed that he tried to commit suicide and he took like 40 Vicodin, 30 Percocets, 20 Lortez. He emptied every bottle that he had in his medicine cabinet, chased it with a fifth of Jack, and woke up the next day. And that's
Jesus.
Where he knew. Yeah.
Right.
And he's in Nebraska doing color for the Huskers and sober and,
sweet.
You know,
that's tolerance.
Trust, using CBD and everything else, you know. I mean, but it's destroyed a lot of lives and, you know, outside of the football family. Every community has been affected by the pharmaceutical industry, and to the point of even today where these people are, you know, unbelievably going in the same pattern with everything they're doing with COVID-19. I mean, we've been addicted to their drugs, and nothing has been different that I've seen in their pattern of, you need this more, you need this. It only, we only have, start with 1 Vicodin now, we can it's prescribe you. It only takes 1.
Yeah.
Now you need 10.
Yeah, now you need 10.
You know, I look at the website here at RevenantMJ.com, so go there for all the information with this brand that Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon are doing. And Jim, there's a quote there that says, cannabis has changed my life and saved my life. And it's just crazy to think that, you know, Ed and Britton's on there as well, but and a few other people. But as you say that and do that, I can only imagine, and I'm just curious, do you get slack or have you got slack? Because you come from a little bit of an older generation than Kyle and Evan. And, you know, you were smoking in the 70s and I don't remember ever hearing about a good Jim McMahon growing up going, oh, my God. And I told you, my dad was a Bears fan, so I followed the team and I knew about you. I didn't know you were out of the – you were obviously in the green closet or just didn't mention it. But my point is, when now that you're obviously out of the green closets, is there anybody that comes up to you and goes, hey, man, come on, dude, what are you doing? What are you saying?
Oh, no, I was basically never in the closet. I didn't really care what the people thought. Ollie knew it made me feel good, made me eat, made me sleep. It was only later on, you know, when I met a few doctors, Dr. Uma Donabalan, taught me the science of the plant, you know, and I said, Doc, you don't have to sell me. I mean, I've been sold for years. But, yeah, a lot of people have known for years that I've always enjoyed it, and I've never tried to hide it. And I never failed a drug test in the NFL. Basically, because we knew when they were.
They so tell if you. You
The idiot
if you know test. When they are and you fail it, you got some issues. But no, we never had a problem with that.
And you got to be a real big idiot if you fail those, right?
So are they tricky?
Especially
trick
for
like
the
Ricky.
Other stuff, because the other stuff doesn't last as long, you know?
You know, and so being part of the NFL and, you know, knowing what you guys know about the team doctors and what they prescribe to all these athletes that obviously, you know, this is the most – you know, intense impact sport in the world, right? And then what's the solution? Is it cannabis in your eyes? I mean, and I know the answers, and you know, but is it, I mean, and do you see the NFL actually picking this up and making those changes here in the future?
They are, I mean, they're trying right now, I guess, is what the, I guess, information is. We're trying. I've had opportunity to speak to these people in very intimate situations where they've asked me to talk to them about this. So is Jim. We've talked to Roger Goodell. We've spoke to the brass, the entire medical board of the National Football League. I gave a PowerPoint presentation to. They dropped testing for cannabis. Now they're offering $1 million to anybody out there that wants to do a study, they say. So start flooding them with, you know, if you've got the ability to do studies on cannabis, start flooding the requests and filling out the forms to get that $1 million that they say they're going to provide. But, you know, it's been an uphill battle. The answer to that is the cannabinoid system. Sure. It's not cannabis. It's the cannabinoid system. It's what this plant exposes. And there's only one neuroprotective patent in the world that's ever been filed. And that's been consistent here. I've been saying as loud as possible, and others as well, as they start to understand and grasp the magnitude of that there is a neuroprotective patent that exists in the world on a substance, and only one, and it is on this plant. It's on cannabinoids.
Wow.
So, you know, when you're dealing with a sport, it's a contact sport. It has a brain injury inherency. I mean, this is the answer.
What better way to go?
And again, everything else trickles from it, from the cannabinoid system. So whatever else you're trying to do, you're trying to access that. All the pharmaceutical companies fully invested in Roche, Naramco, Johnson & Johnson, every one of them are fully invested in synthetic cannabinoid development right now.
Wow.
Every new medicine coming out is going to have a synthetic-based cannabinoid profile to it. And they're not going to tell you about it because they don't want you to know what it is, but it's the key.
But it's synthetic. What are your thoughts on that? Is it a good, bad? I mean, because when you start to, you know,
Bud Light has a market. Diet Coke has a market. And people are going to learn and understand that those are going to make those. Then when they start to understand why, because they're still going to have residual side effects from all those other
because
chemicals.
It's made. That's what I'm saying. That's the part of the problem that I have with it, actually, Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, when I hear you say something like that, yes, advocate, like it, love it for where they're going with it, but you're making it. Why don't you just grow it, utilize the real plant? So part of me, when I hear this from you, I get a little bothered. Like, okay, that's cool. We're going in the right direction, but come on.
We're banging our head against the wall.
Like, you're still creating this, and you're creating this with other chemicals.
He sees it in court every day. I watch his fits every day. I watch this man and him going to court and fighting this ridiculous reefer madness that still exists. The medical community needs to acknowledge the cannabinoid system, period. And that's all that needs to happen. That's all anybody should fight for, the acknowledgement. We are being kept from understanding what is recognized around the world as the number one regulatory system in the human body.
Well spoken. Hold on. Let's take a break real quick, Mark. You'll come back with this question.
Okay.
It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live at MJ BizCon with, of course, Jim McMahon, Kyle Turley, the Revenant brand. We'll be right back after this.
Woo!
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 live here at MJ BizCon with Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon and, of course, Revenant. Mark, did you have a question?
I did. You know, Kyle, you have so much passion. You have so much knowledge.
I love it, too. I love it.
I've heard you talk over and over again and hearing you doing your PowerPoint, talking to Goodell. What the fuck? When? What's it going to take to change things finally in the NFL? I mean, you know, we can talk about federal this and that also.
Maybe he needs to bring you the little leprechaun on his shoulder.
Hey, you know what? I'll go up there, but I'll yell and scream and tell them to shut the fuck up and let players use CBD and THC and CBN and all of it. What do you think really is it going to take for them to finally go, oh, light bulb, what the fuck? He's right.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of think just from what they said, they acknowledged, they said, Kyle, we know. I mean, this is the head of neurology for the United States military, the head of emergency medicine for the United States military, oversaw all of Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Like, these guys know what's going on, and they thanked me for my presentation on cannabis, and they said that they know and that it's going to take time.
What does that mean?
I fucking hate it. So
I know this is wrong.
No.
Yeah. It's like politics.
I know. It's so wrong.
Here's
it's
the problem.
I know it's wrong, but hey, let's go.
Now, here's the problem. When we think about federal and how I'm now at the point where we're saying it ain't ever going to happen. Because what's going to happen if it happens?
It has to happen.
All the jails.
You're right.
All the people. All those jobs.
Set them free.
All those people running these corporations and all these entities, that's what I think is
so
going
you don't
on.
Think federal legalization is going to happen.
I don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
Schumer's full of it, and they're only trying to pass the banking bill, which makes sense.
All of that stuff.
But it really does make sense. You got to have that money in order. I believe, too, to elaborate, Mark, there's just so many other key elements that people may think that are small, but they're actually big. Like, one thing that just comes to mind is crossing state lines with it, taxing these state lines. There's so many different elements of going, just let's make it federal legal. Do I believe, Mark, that we have the platform of looking at what alcohol has done and following that model? Yes, I do. But there's still other aspects of this plant that we can't just say, let's follow that motto because that's so simple.
The problem with
alcohol is not used like pharmaceuticals are going to use it. You know what I mean? There's other elements.
When they ended alcohol prohibition, they didn't have to shut down jails and release millions of people who were in jail.
Might be DUIs, driving under the influence.
No, that's different.
Not millions.
No. This is different because
I'm just saying there is that aspect, though.
Yeah, but once it happens, that's why I don't think it can happen.
Yeah, right.
How is it going to happen? What are they going to do? There has to be something in place, some infrastructure to take care of. I mean, that's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
We're talking about across the country. That's what I think is going on, and that's why I think it's never going
to
be federal.
And I think you're a jerk for saying it, to be honest with you.
That's what we're trying to do here with this. I mean, you know, this is the industry. It's our charge, right? It's been our charge as an industry to change this conversation. You guys have done this. You guys have each, respectively, changed this conversation to where this is going on. Look at this. This is amazing, right? Yeah. I mean, all these people here supporting, you know, what you guys have accomplished, man. This is unreal. And they can't ignore those success stories. And they can't ignore guys like Jim McMahon and myself up here that are opiate-free for almost a decade.
Congratulations.
Not one pill, not an aspirin, not a leave, nothing. Use cannabis only, period.
We're going to have a jar full at the event afterwards. If you guys want to grab a couple.
What time's that start?
We're adding to it. Trick
Come
or treat.
Back, Jim. We've got a little jar for you to grab a peel and a joint.
We just got to keep having success, man.
You know, I like to go back to the war story sometimes because as I got the two hip surgeries and the bad ankle, I never played in the NFL, but I want to hear a Jim McMahon, which I have before, and I just want you to share with the audience here and the people listening around the world. What is that big Jim McMahon and then you, Kyle, where the biggest pain was in the NFL that you're like, oh, my God, I still can't believe I played through this. How great it would have been to be able to just use cannabis right then and there. I'm sure the rubs weren't out. The creams weren't out. The tinctures weren't out. You probably smoked a joint after the game on top of the pills that they gave you. But what was that element of pain at the highest level of athleticism, starting with you, Senior McMahon?
Well, I actually have a couple. I almost died a couple times on the field.
Died on the field?
Jesus.
Well, I didn't die. I could have. Well,
Hold on. Is this a skeleton here of Jim McMahon?
1984. We're playing against the Raiders at home, and pretty brutal game. And I took off on a third down, and I got sandwiched between two guys, and I just, for somehow, I get, the way I got hit, the doctor was trying to explain it to me. The kidney kind of exposed itself, and the other guy was already airborne, so his helmet hit my kidney. And then I got pressed over his
helmet. There's no flag for that either. There's no kidney to helmet flag.
It was a clean hit.
Not back then. That's part of football.
But it took the bottom third of my kidney right off.
Shut your mouth.
It actually,
and you never want to let them know you're hurt, right? So I got up and...
Yeah, I'm okay.
Flick the ball at him.
I got
like
a first down, but I went like this. I tried to say first down. It went fair down.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Nothing really came out. So I got back in the huddle, and I'm like, "Ah, damn, boys, that hurt." And it was about 2 minutes to go in the half. In the very next play, they're blitzing, so I tried to call an audible. Nobody could hear you. Nobody could hear me.
Green.
So I ended up throwing a pick on the play because nobody heard
no
the
play. No way. Well, you so plus I, it helped you wow. get off the field too. I got to get over
to the sidelines, and I said, Doc, I got hit right here, and it hurts pretty bad. And he's one of those docs, got a cigarette in one hand and a drink in the other, you know.
He's a good one then.
Yeah, he just starts poking me. I'm like, damn, Doc, it's a bruise. You'll be all right. You know. So I go in at halftime, right? Sit there, and I'm getting worse. I'm starting to black out, basically.
Once again, the team doctor.
Yeah.
I'm here to take care of you.
So I let my backup know, hey, man, be ready to go. So
I started
the second half. And by now, it's probably been about 30, 40 minutes, and my body's filling up with blood.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the huddle trying to go, red, right. And the guys are going, Matt, get the hell out of here. So I ran the play, gave the ball to Walter, and left the field. I finally get back to the sideline, and I'm sitting there going, now I'm starting to black out, you know. And I grabbed the strength coach, I think it was. I said, come back to the locker room with me, and I go to the restroom, and it's you know, dark purple blood.
No,
I said,
no, you're pissing blood.
This isn't good. And so I ended up being in the hospital then, and they wanted to cut it out that night. And he goes, man, it's there's nothing we can do. It's just you're bleeding.
Yeah, how do they fix something? Like, you gotta cut it and operate.
And I don't know how I talked the doctor into letting it go. I said, come on, dude, just give me some morphine, leave me the hell alone. And things will be good. So I ended up bleeding for 2 days. They gave me a transfusion on Tuesday night. And the doc says, look, we got to operate. You're dying. And I said, give me to the morning. I said, I feel it healing. And literally.
Your eyes are bloodshot red. Everything's just fucking mess.
The very next morning, I mean, this thing had just closed up by itself. So I've got somebody looking out for
me.
And,
man. Wow.
Because had they taken that out, I was done. They won't let you play with one. Yeah. So my career was over.
Oh, so you really, I didn't realize that other aspect of the game. Bears, you're like, no,
Bears
you can't
might
take
have
it
never
out.
Won had it not come back.
Wow.
You know what? Like I said, I love these type of stories because they're just so intriguing. What's the next one? I know you said you had a couple, so please drop the next one on us.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man.
I can hear stories like this all day, by the way, people. So I don't care what you guys think. I just want to hear these stories.
I was playing for the Eagles. I was up in New York. Against the Giants. And another one, I was rolling out, and I let go of the pass. I got hit by one of the big D linemen, and I landed.
Oh, so was it Michael Strahan?
No, no. I can't remember the kid's name, but he was large. And he landed. My right shoulder hit the ground first, and then his body landed on this shoulder. And these two basically touched.
Oh, God. He became a V.
All I heard was a big pop. Something blew off my sternum. And I just rolled over and took my helmet off, and I could not catch my breath, right? And then I remembered I was just in Lamaze class because I was having a baby, so I learned that. kind of breathe. They kept me alive.
Really?
So another.
Funny, though, that you went mentally to that class that you can go back to thinking about that situation and going, that class literally saved me because being taught how to breathe again through pain is what it was.
And then so I ended up. It was right before half again for some reason. Something always happened right before half. And so they take me to the locker room. They prop me up on the where they tape your ankles, and they put a little black and white TV there. And they gave me a handful of pills. They said, you're going to be okay till the end of the game.
Oh, my God.
I went, yeah, I'll be
all right. That's so, like criminal.
And you went back in the game.
Right? No, I laid there and watched the game from the training room just eating these pills. And a ham, I remember eating a ham sandwich. I don't know where the hell I got a ham sandwich.
I wish you had one right now.
Here's a hot dog at the snack bar.
So then after the game, they all come in, and instead of putting me on the team bus, they put me in the trainer's car, right, to get me back to Philly. So they still don't know what's going on with me. They think I hurt my shoulder. I said, dude, I can't breathe, and there's nothing that helps me breathe that's hooked up to my shoulder.
Right.
And so when we finally get back to Philadelphia, the hospital there, I have to stop and go traffic outside of Giant Stadium.
Oh.
And every time he hit the brake, I'd go, oh, God.
I hate to laugh at it.
So, long story short, it ended up I popped five ribs off my sternum, bruised my heart.
You
know, had they been in, they would have stabbed my heart. I'd have been dead. But I was lucky again.
Wow.
You know, Jim, those type of stories are great. Kyle, what about you? I mean, you're there hitting the heads all day. You're all, mine don't sound as good. No, but you know what? Everyone has their story. But, you know, I mean, those were as vicious as it gets. I mean, those are literally almost death defying.
Yeah, near death.
I never had
you're
the
tapping
near
with death.
Death
right there.
Yeah, I never had
Jim, that's why when I said I wanted to hear him, because I remember hearing some of these from you before in the past talking with you. And I'm so, like, in awe with it that I want everybody else to feel that, like, dude, this guy's alive. And look at the stories.
Thanks to cannabis, I'm alive.
Yes.
He said, wait, hold on. I need this other kidney to play. I mean, you waited.
As he's bleeding out, though. He's pissing blood. Yeah. His probably eyes are bloodshot. Blood's probably coming out of his ears. But everything.
That's dedication.
Yeah. Kyle, let me hear your pussy story now.
I never wanted a real job. So.
Hey, man.
I know you might have hurt your finger when you hit that dude with your helmet and you threw your helmet, but there goes your finger.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be one of the big kids that, you know, were playing out there on the field, so I didn't get crushed like
he
Jim
did. The
did.
Crushing.
You were the crusher.
Exactly. I was the crusher, but you get caught in those piles. The worst for linemen is all the dislocations. You get, you know, you're around all these guys in there and the
300 plus, everybody's 300 plus a monster.
When people start falling that move that fast at 350 pounds, it gets dangerous.
Get
and before you know it, your knee's caught in a position and you're going, no. And it's just like Austin Powers movie with the, you know, backing up and the steamrollers coming at him. You're like, it seems like all day. And all of a sudden your knee just goes, explodes out, you know, dislocation or. One time in college, I dislocated my big toe, got caught under a pile, and just kept bending back and back and back, and the pile just kept crushing down like a car, and my whole big toe just, just snapped. The whole shoe swells up with blood and everything. I got to cut my cleat off. I'm done for 4 weeks, you know. But, you know, back injury, that's a career killer, and the pain from, you know, sciatic nerve damage from any kind of back injury or neck injury, that's the biggest one, you know. It still affects today, the pain that you have to deal with sciatic, any nerve issue, bone-on-bone joints, and it hits that nerve, it just completely shuts
down.
Isn't
it funny that little things like that, though, Kyle, where you're playing in the NFL, you're banging your head, you're getting concussion after concussion probably, and just playing on the next play, not even realizing. Well, you're like, okay, I'm not going to tell everybody that I just blacked out right now. I'm just going to keep going. Where's the huddle?
No, we used to tell them, and that was it. They just give you them ammonia caps. There you go.
Sniff this, get back in the game.
Follow my finger.
Follow my
finger. All right, you're good. That's what I'm going to do to you later, Jim.
What's
follow
your name?
My finger. Hey, Kyle, turn around.
Pull my finger.
Yeah. And I hope you guys are hanging out with us tonight, right? You guys are coming to the after party?
100%.
Yeah, that's going to be great. You know, we're going to come back. I want to do the high five in front of everybody here because they may not have heard it live when we had you before. It's Cannabis Talk 101, Kyle Turley, Jim McMahon, Revenant is a brand, right here live at MJ BizCon. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101.
Yes.
Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at Law, Baloo and Joe Grande. And right now, I want to give a very special thanks to a bunch of people. We've got Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtaza, Christian, Danny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you, Cannabis Talk 101 crew, for getting this whole set put up together yesterday
guys,
and today.
Thank you guys,
we really
thank
do
you
love you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Cali FX,
I don't care
Mita,
what
connectors. We love you guys.
I don't know about all that, but everybody else, we just I really love you guys.
We do. We love everybody.
You're so close to me. I had to bust your balls, especially you, Sabrina.
Takes an army to put all this together. And right now, guys, it's my favorite time of the show, the Cannabis Talk 101
High five.
We're going to do it with Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon. Joe, take it away.
Well, we got Revenant Brand in the building, folks. And for those who don't know, they got some beautiful strains. The SFGOG, the Skywalker OG, the XJ13, Jack Herrera. Make sure
hair.
You call Jack Herrera. Thank
hair
you.
Like
hair
like terror. Hair like terror.
And make sure you call your local dispensaries to see if they can get that Revenant brand and check them out online at RevenantMJ.com. Like we said, it is now time for the high five with these two studly NFL players. And by the way, you guys, thank you for opening up about those stories because
man.
Everything about that right now, still, Kyle, I'm seeing your leg bend like, you know, it's just it's like bamboo.
Still in slow motion.
It's like bamboo, but it breaks. Yeah. It bends and breaks.
It really hurts.
And I mean, Jim, just seeing your chest collaborate like the cool.
Ow.
The visuals are just stuck in my head. Thank you guys for being so transparent and vulnerable to share those lovely stories with us. As we go to the high five, we'll start with you, Jim. You'll answer the same question first, and then we'll go to you, Kyle. You'll do the same question as we go in order this way. Question number one. How old were you the first time, Jim, you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
I was 14, and I got it from a couple of buddies on my baseball team.
Ah, the baseball guy.
Wait a minute, you had a baseball background too, huh? Was that the first love, or what was?
Yes, that was my first love. I'm sure I wouldn't feel like this had I played baseball.
Could you? Have
things worked out okay.
Could you?
Hey,
went
it worked out okay. That's
could
true.
You have went pro in baseball?
I believe I could. I was drafted out of high school, but my dad said you're going to college, and then I wanted to go to here in Vegas.
Really?
UNLV?
They were one of the two schools.
Running
that said
Rebels.
Said I could play both. Ooh. And. Had a really good time on my recruiting trip, so I said, yeah, I think I'll come here. And my dad said, no, you're not.
What were you, a pitcher?
I would have played in the outfield.
Nice. Right, left, center?
Didn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You could play them all.
Out there.
That's beautiful. All right, Kyle, your turn.
I was probably 20. I mean, I used it just briefly at a camping trip, and I was in high school with my buddies, just took a hit just to say, all right, cool. But
to get them off your back,
yeah,
it's okay, yeah.
Just like I did beer in college, you know, I wasn't into that. It was a true medicinal experience. A Hall of Fame NFL football player took me home from practice one day.
Can you say who?
I don't know, probably not.
Okay, that's fair.
I've done that before, man, and it's come back to me.
And that's why I asked politely, because a lot of cats.
I'm a fireman now, dude. You can't say that.
Which NFL guy was a fireman now?
Yeah. No, that happened in Arizona.
Google that.
Yeah.
Google.
I won't say his name again.
Yeah, we'll pull it out.
He's on Good Morning America now, and I can't talk about it.
Yeah,
exactly. Nah, man, it was true medicinal. He gave it to me. He saw me struggling. They were giving me pills. They weren't working. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. He saw me struggling. He said, KT, you need to smoke this. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to risk everything I worked for. I was a first-round draft pick, top 10, millions of dollars at stake here. I can't do this. You know, I did it this long. I'll resist it, you know, until I'm done playing. And when I'm done, I'll go participate for sure. You guarantee it. He's like, no, KT, you took the test. It's a one time a year in the NFL. It's not like college. Now they don't test anymore. So I, you know, all these players have the opportunity that I had. And it was that same night that I slept finally. I was able to eat. I started putting weight back on. I went on an all pro season. And half of it, I was coming to practice off of Bourbon Street.
Literally.
All right. Question number two of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis, Jim?
I'm old fashioned. I still like smoking it.
Smoking joints.
I still eat a lot of it. We just came out with a new aerosol, bilingual or
aerosol.
Aerosol. What? Elaborate. What is that? What do you mean? It's just a something spray.
Aerosol.
It's like
a
mouth. Sublingual. Like a little breath spray. Just under your tongue and.
Nice.
Like, had been a couple of hits.
Yeah. Right, there we go. We're going to have to get some of that. Yeah, all right, Kyle. Yeah,
thanks for bringing some, Kyle.
We got it. We got some. We'll
bring
it
to the party
tonight. Yeah, let's bring it to the party for sure.
I'm going
to
need a gallon.
Yeah. That's right. We'll bring enough. I'm a smoker as well. This is a brand. We made this brand for smokers. We sell our, you know, packs of flower in bulk, and our pre-rolls, they got terpene infusion and diamonds and everything. I'm a smoker.
Yes.
You know, I truly believe in that. I've been doing it ever since it was introduced to me. And the opportunity in smoking cannabis is very real, and it can resolve a lot of issues. So, you know, for me, that's what it is. But Rick Simpson oil, the edible side of this, and CBD, you know, oils and tinctures and all those things, it's a process, you know. For me, it's daily. But smoking is the number one, you know, way to receive this plant, in my opinion.
All right.
All right, man. So question number three of the high five with Jim McMahon and Kyle Turley with Revenant Brand. Craziest place you've ever smoked or used cannabis? Jim, please say the locker room.
No, I think we mentioned this once before. I think we were on a team plane, actually, going to going to a preseason game. Or it might have been a regular season. Who knows? But on the plane up in first class in the bathroom. That was a bad move. I mean,
bad move.
So you're
everybody smelled it in
flower.
The back of the plane. That's where the coaches sat in the back. But after that first week, they all sat up front.
None of that smoking.
It's the craziest thing you say that, Jim, because back in the days when people actually smoked flower, like besides the vape pins, everybody could smoke a vape pin on a plane. But back then, that was real flower you were smoking.
And they had ashtrays.
A little different.
Didn't they have ashtrays in the bathroom?
Very pungent. They had ashtrays in the cockpit.
Yeah.
I mean, those were wooden planes, too, that he was flying in. What about you, Kyle?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I've done it everywhere that I can. I mean, at the end of the day, I missed an opportunity in Washington, D.C., and I regret it. Next time I'm there, I'll be arrested, I'm sure, but maybe not. But I was in the cloakroom with all the Republicans because they think, because I'm white, you know, that I guess I'm a Republican. So, and I'm neither. So, you know, I go into these rooms, and these guys are all smoking cigarettes and drinking scotch right there where they're going in and voting. Like, they're half drunk when they're going to vote for things.
Nice. Sounds like our
That's pretty obvious.
Serious bar.
Very obvious.
I was like, damn it. Damn it. I was like, this is the chance. I would have totally lit up a joint in the cloakroom and smoked that whole room out and made them remove me physically.
Well, maybe they would have made better decisions as well. So who knows?
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't have had a good time trying to remove you, by the way.
No, literally, this door is swinging open.
Good point, Blue.
Jeff Sessions is on the other side of the door, and I'm going, oh, mother.
I smell this, buddy.
You got to break out the Keeblers. All right, question number four of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five, guys. What is your go-to munchies after you get high, Jim?
Oh, boy, that's tough. I'm a big popcorn guy. I like a lot of popcorn.
Kettle
and
or just butter?
And some ice cream. Kettle.
Yeah,
popcorn.
I'm a kettle.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Just regular butter?
A little bit of kettle, but regular. We don't. My girl doesn't use butter. I've been cut out of butter and
so you don't get that big bag from Costco. I get that big bag from Costco. I'm just munching it down.
Mine is cereal. I have little kids, so I still have sugar cereals in the cupboards.
Well, which one?
Captain Crunch all day. All day, bro. Big bowl of milk.
Well, it makes a good question. Number five of the high five with NFL greats Jim McMahon and Kyle Turley. The brand is Revenant. RevenantMJ.com is the website. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be, Jim McMahon, and why?
Well, the last time I didn't mention our Lord Jesus first, but I think he'd be cool.
Yeah.
I forget who I mentioned
last time. I agree with
time.
That, too. I think, come on.
I'm sure he was pretty stoned while he was here.
Jesus.
The plant, it was with him. It was with him the whole tour. They don't want you to know that. That's what he was giving to people
Some
to heal.
Some might think not only that, but...
He healed 10 lepers in front
Moses
of everybody with cannabis.
Moses talking to the cannabis bush. There's so many, you know, cliches of what is that? That could have been cannabis. Is that cannabis? Is it not? There's a lot of things in the Bible that
it's all there. The evidence is all there. It was all grown around there. That was what it was. You know, the three wise men gave him a lot of things. And that was one of them they don't want
Seeds.
You to know about. Yeah,
exactly. So you say the Lord Jesus Christ, and was there something else that was going to come out of your mouth, Jim?
Yeah, I was trying to think who I had mentioned the last time, because I have got to had the honor to smoke with Willie Nelson. That was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, the Willie
seems like he'd be great. I mean, he's so legendary.
He just, maybe Patton,
right?
Chill him out a little bit.
Right, he needs it. Kyle,
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously you go to Jesus and Bob Marley and all these places.
That's who I meant.
But, you know, what I want to do is right now I want to go over to Singapore and I want to go smoke out those crazy leaders who just put some guy in prison or gave him a death sentence for 2 ounces or 2 pounds of weed. And now, you know, we should all go on and get a plane here and just fly over there
and just
smoke the whole place out. Because at the end of the day, this heals crazy brains.
Yes.
And we need to start getting all these people high. Every one of these world leaders, we need to force them to start using cannabis because it's the only chance we got to fix these crazy brains.
Yes.
Man, well, is there anything we forgot left out, you guys, that you want to mention before we go and hang out at this big old after party later?
Any more near-death stories?
Yes, I do.
No, it's all about coming back to life, brother. That's what this is about. That's right. We're
going to always love you guys coming and hanging out with us and appreciate you very much.
And thank you.
One thing, guys, make sure if you're hearing this, go ask for Revenant at your local dispensary, man. Make them get it if it's not already there. Make sure you check it out. Some really quality cannabis, and it's coming from the right place, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you, we do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.